Baraka, February 12, 1966. Unto the dear brothers and faithful laborers in the Lord's vineyard in America, Vialmer Wendt Asia, William Hamola, Walfred Simonson, Nestor Lindberg, Arnold Druonerveira, Riazo Redinger, Wilbur Koistinen, Leo La Vestal, Elton Corpella, and others with your dear wives and children, also that large flock of Christians. May God's peace and love be with you. I know many of you through my deceased father's friends Paraka and mothers relating when they were there. It was pleasant and comforting to hear news of peace and one-minded love from there. Many of those are partaking of eternal rest and peace. The storms and commotion of this world do not reach there, even pertaining to their spiritual state. Augusta Saxon was the last one of these elders who had labored one-mindedly with friends Paraka, Isaac Niku, Isaac Kowaksu, Samuel Vetas Jarvi, and other preachers. Last summer he was able to go across the bridgeless stream to that right fatherland, which departure he diligently awaited. However, in his old age he was fully rejected by the later laboring companions. But anyway, there remained a large group of friends who were left longing after him with sadness. He preached for the last time in our locality meetings. It was so touching to hear his last sermon. He so fully founded us on that same foundation which his deceased laboring companions had laid, and was concerned over this, that this Christianity would be protected henceforth in its simplicity, that no new substance would enter in to bring it along a wrong road away from that firm foundation which our deceased preachers, beginning with Laistadius, had done with great wisdom. Certainly the elder August carried his share of Jesus' cross, and also to drink of that bitter cup, when according to old custom he wanted to be along when Gunnar Johnson and William Erickson and other preachers kept meetings in nearby localities. He could sit on the side and receive horrible accusations which they certainly could not show to be true. Jonas Pernew was accused in the same way, and so also Samuel Vetas Jarvi, in his time, when the former heresy raged. Nevertheless, Augusta Saxon had a forgiving nature towards them. I am writing about these matters with a sorrowful mind, but when it seems so that we are standing at a crossroad, where we must choose the way, so we must choose that road, where there is only ridicule and lies which has already become our share. Certainly it would be easier for the flesh and blood to choose that road, where there is no war against spiritual lords, or with the world. I have read the missionary letter which was written last year from the Gelovera Christmas meetings, and sent to outside countries, of which I am amazed that to each country it was worded differently, the one part of the letter, especially in the letter to America, where it says that we have cursed God's own in the frenzy of hatred. Not to me nor to the ears of many hundreds of other Christians has such been heard. On the contrary, they themselves have done this, and so many dear brothers and sisters in faith have been offended toward our preachers. May God forgive them. Many different times reconciliations between the preachers have been attempted. In the Gelovera Christmas meetings in 1963, Levi Alvgren and Sten Johansson tried to get a reconciliation, but when things had been discussed for a little while they left and did not want to continue the discussion. Then when the question came up to send a mission to other countries at the same Gelovera Christmas meetings, Augusta Saxon said, "It is not fitting to send preachers out from Lapland, before the preachers clear the matters between themselves. There is too much of the Bormann leaven. We request that the preachers gather together and discuss these matters, but we want the Finland and Norway preachers to listen." Levi Alvgren also said at the same time that the elders have said if there arise differences in the matters of Christianity between the preachers, then take the Finland preachers to judge, because we cannot judge our own matters. Gunnar Johnson answered to this, "We have not done this in Lapland, and if it must be so, then roots which are many tens of years old will come under question. That is what would be our wish, because from the root is where all evil starts." The last time in 1965 the preachers Evald Larsen and David Vieira came to Sten Johansson to talk about matters, but so Sten Johansson told them to give salutations to William Erickson and Gunnar Johnson, and to say that we are ready to reconcile, which they promised to do. A year has gone by and nothing more has been heard. The doors of reconciliation are continually open. The sounds of joy and rejoicing would certainly resound in the dry lands of Lapland, if that word would sound that a reconciliation is made, and we could join our hearts together in one mind, like it was before. Certainly let us pray together to the dear Heavenly Father, that it would so happen. I thought to mention yet concerning the Swedish Laestadius Postillo which Provost Borman took, as a project to do, to which all the preachers consented. But when some places were translated to Augustus Saxon, and so he said it is perversion, then he asked Gunnar Johnson at Barkalumbolo what he thought it would cost to make a new printing of J. F. Hellman's translation of the Swedish Postillo. Then Gunnar Johnson said, that he can do it, who wants to, but we will get along with the Borman Postillo. Levi Alvgren said to this that we cannot call that right which is wrong. However, Levi Alvgren, Augustus Saxon, Sten Johansson, and Wilhelm Hedlund arranged to have a new printing of the original Hellman's translation which the old preachers had approved. They said, it is not fitting to change these sermons which Laestadius preached in the light of the Holy Spirit, and alongside of the Scriptures, and also wrote down, for then we will lose that foundation upon which we can continue to build and will find ourselves on the wrong road. Especially Sten Johansson's concern was of that the written word of God would remain pure for our dear children. We cannot leave these matters go with the one-sided information which is given, especially there in the far-off land of America. We do not want to be too friendly with the dead faith clergy which is becoming so common with some preachers. We receive with thankfulness that service which belongs to them and pertains to us as they are servants of the church. Also, we do not need to advertise our Christianity, as it has been done recently when the newspapermen were admitted from Svenska Dagbladet of Stockholm, and were freely allowed to take pictures of the meetings at Vittangi, and there were pictures, and write-ups of interviews in several publications of what the state of our Christianity is here in Lapland. Surely they were glad to be allowed to rage inside of the vineyard fence. They were greatly disappointed when they could not interview Sten Johansson, when they want to see him at Kiruna. Continuing here, I must take a part of my deceased father's letter which he wrote on the Atlantic Ocean to American brothers. It is found in the Elder's Letters number 2 on page 283. It is not strange that the blind world sees the living Christianity to be wrong, but it is more strange that so many, who have received substance of living Christianity, and cannot see anything else in this Christianity than popedom, wildness, and heresy, as their writings indicate in the spiritual papers and world's newspapers. Woe the darkness! Now the world's trash papers are mediums at hand to Paul Rantala, Chisolo, and others. And finally customs Mandari Haparanda opens his broad arms with sayings contrary to scripture, and paints and names Jonas Pernew as a builder of heresy after Rautama's death. Still there are at Sukolo, Tornio, to Haparanda and northern Finland those who remember, and have taken part in spreading whore tales and other filth about Jonas Pernew tens of years before Rautama's death. And Rautama with the congregation were so blind that they found such a man to be faithful to send him to America, to the door of such a great strife, of which there are yet hundreds still living in Europe and America, who can testify to this, and who have been with the Christianity. Doesn't this picture what is happening in our day? But when there is that mind that the old writings are only writing back and forth, and the discussion of the perverted Laestadius Postillo is of as little significance as discussing the Pope's beard, how it has been each year, which one foremost preacher Gunnar Johnson has said. Dear brothers, hasn't our Christianity been placed at too low value? Where is that great work and trouble which our deceased preachers and laborers have done to protect the vineyard? There we have refuge when hard storms rage also over those few souls who do not dare to move from that way of mockery and subjection. But the God of Israel still lives, who through the times has protected his chosen ones, and may he still help now, and henceforth that we would have warriors who fight with shining weapons, and watch over the vineyard fence, especially in these sad days of trials, when it is certain that we receive our sins and transgressions forgiven in that precious outshed blood of reconciliation which our dear parent shed on the cross at Golgotha. Surely there is reason, dear brothers, to wipe the sleep from the eyes, and behold how the time passes, and strive onward. Unspeakably great is the reward, when through all the battles we reach the goal of the journey. May God help, that we could with patience and a forgiving heart receive all the false accusations. Pray in our behalf, written in all weakness at Svapavera, with those gathered there. Victor Vetanen Pareka Vitangi Levi Alvgren, Svapavera, and wife Julia, Sten Johansson, Karuna and Wifena, Benham John Kantbach, Merkata and Wifalma, Victor Nordvall, Retukavara and Wifhilda, Johannes Vingbeck, Fidonchi, Wilhelm Ormolm, and Wifalmi Inapualti Kosvera, Hedda Isaksen, and Sisterly Johansson, Hilma Stockel, Svapavera, Ida Stalnecki, Albertina Stalnecki, Svapavera, Helena Holm, and other Christians, Alvathini Vitonchi, Gustav Dine Siosnadevara, Isaac Gunnelbrand, Parkalom Bolo, Franz Martinson, Jotjas Shore.